We are in Hilchis Tainis. We are in Simen Tov Kuf Samach Beis. We've done the first two Sifrim. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be going from Gimel through Hei. Yachid Shekibol Lav Tainis Stam Be'erev Shabbos. A Yachid that was Makabla himself a Tainis on Erev Shabbos. Stam, he didn't specify how long. Tzorech Lisanos at Tzesek Achavim. He has to fast till Tzesek Achavim. Im Lo Shapirish Beis Kabbalah Satainis. Ad Sheishlimu Ad Sibrit Filos. Unless he said Beferish, that it's only until the Tzibur finishes davening Maariv, even though they daven early. Va'ayin le'el simin reish b'mtes, where it says that it's really not right to fast on Shabbos itself, and that's why you're better off making a mafurish a Kabbalah, that you're only fasting until you tzimi basic meses. Otherwise, a person will have to fast even though it's Friday. Sif dalid. Tainis Chalom, Tzorech Lisanos at Tzesek Achavim, Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. When you fast the Tainis Chalom, you don't make any Tnoim, and you fast into Shabbos, the reason being that Tainis Chalom you can fast even on Shabbos, because that gives you only Shabbos to fast. Sifhei, Kol Tainis Shelo Kiblo Olav HaYoch Mebod Yomein HaTainis. A Tainis is only Chal before the Tainis starts. So that if the Yochid wasn't mekabel on himself the tainus mibaod yom, and then he decides to fast, that's not a kabbalah's tainus. You have to have a kabbalah's tainus beforehand, before this man. Now it says mibaod yom. Why mibaod yom? Even though when on a tainus Yochid you don't start fasting till the morning, the shame tzom is chal already at night. It means the fast begins at night, but the rule of the fast is that you only fast in daylight. Hagol l'spalol anenu, both with regard to davening anenu. V'lo l'inyanim chayev tainis stam u'misanekach l'yotzi dechavoso. Also, that you're not yotzi dechavos tainis if you owed a fast. That you have to be mekabel it beforehand, and if not, not. Now, what happens if a person was not makabel earlier, but he starts fasting? So it could be that the fasting itself is considered a neder. However, many achronim, including the Gra, say that if it's obvious the person wanted it to count as a tainis, he doesn't go fasting stam. So it's as if he's makabel on himself as a neder, and he stuck with it, but that neder was only to be makayim a tainis. So if it turns out that since he didn't make a Kabbalah, he's not Makayim Matainis, it was a toast in the first place. Memele, he's allowed to eat also. The Mishnah Berurah seems to follow that. Says the Ramah, Miyu, Yesh Omer Da Mispal Anenu. Some say that he can say Anenu. Why can he say Anenu? Because he's fasting. V'chei nirali linog betainis yochid. Whereas when it comes to Hatovis Chalom, when it comes to fasting because of a difficult cholom that someone had, he dreamt. There, the halacha is that he has to keep it till Tzeizik Achavim. And even though we didn't have any Kabbalah whatsoever, he could say Anenu in a Tainis Chalom, since Tainis Chalom was put on him. He didn't volunteer it on his own. Now, in the case of not a Tainis Chalom, in the case of a Tainis Yochid, where he started fasting without a Kabbalah, so Lahalach, even though the Ramah says you can say Anenu, here the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you should skip Yom Tzom Tainis Anenu.